welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a Supernatural Retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
And we're going to be talking about more episodes of Supernatural. Not super great episodes of Supernatural. We're still on season 5. This week we watched Changing Channels, The Real Ghostbusters, and Abandon All Hope. Two of these were great, one of them was not.
No, one of them was terrible.
Yeah, it was not good. We're just going to go down the line again, I think, because there's a lot.
It makes the most sense.
The first episode was Changing Channels, one of the best episodes. This is probably like a fandom classic favorite, like everything. Like
probably.
It is, I should say, because it's the quote-unquote trickster episode, which we get is not the trickster, but it's Gabriel,
Archangel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is always fun because Rich is so good.
Rich is great. Love you, bud.
Yeah, he's super, super, super good. We get a lot of, like, funny things. This overall was just a funny episode.
This entire episode is literally hilarious.
The whole, like, the first scene is just like, I'm gonna need a bigger mouth. You're gonna need a bigger mouth. Like, it's just super funny. And all the horrible, like, cheesy TV things when they're in TV land. The horrible STD commercials, that's fantastic, because that's exactly what it is. Those horrible cop shows, and Dean's like, we're wearing glasses and it's nighttime. It's nighttime, Sam.
I have genital herpes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Sam and him getting STDs.
I know.
First that Irish wizard gives him the clap, and now this.
Mm-hmm. And I just really liked that, like, the font for, like, the opening of Supernatural was, like, the Full House font.
Yeah, big 90s vibes with the sitcom.
Yeah. It was just super cute, and, like, yeah, I just loved it. Like, the opening is so great.
Great theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Love that Sam just was closed the door on that ghost. He's like, oh, there's a ghost in there.
Mm-hmm. But there was a few good things almost coming out of it. Sam, which I forgot he did because it was very short-lived, because the world ending, Sam was trying to get the trickster on their side. Because, like, if you think about it, he's a god who kind of has his own agenda, so he wouldn't want the world to end. Maybe he would go on Sam and Dean's side and not want the world to end.
That was such a big brain idea from Sam. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's genius. He's like, well, why don't we just ask him for some help? Dean's like, you want to ask him for help? And Sam's like, yeah, dude, he's the most powerful thing we've ever seen. Yeah, I want to ask him for some
help.
Yeah,
the enemy of my enemy is my friend, Dean. Mm-hmm. Like, we gotta, yeah. So, but when we find out, you know, Gabriel, which takes them some time, but I'm glad they figured it out, actually. That was really interesting that Dean was, I know exactly what we're facing. Like, I know it. Even Gabriel at the time doesn't think that they would know or be able to trap him. Like, I think Dean got the holy oil from Cass. Mm-hmm. Gabriel doesn't know that because, like, no mere mortal should have holy oil.
Mm-hmm.
But Cass gave it to him, or, like, you know, like, they have it.
Cass tipped him off the whole thing.
Yeah, Cass did. When he comes in, mm-hmm. He's just like, this is weird. Trickster shouldn't be this powerful. And they're like, what? What?
Well, Gabriel also knew him. Like, that's sus.
Oh, yeah. He was like, Castiel, like, we're going to get you out of here. And they're like,
and you can see that Cass was like, I know who you are.
To be fair, though, it was kind of funny because I even said that the subtitles was like, you know him? And I was like, no one says that. And then we had to go back and, like, Sam said it, but, like, they cut it off. So it was, like, kind of overshadowed on the fact.
Jared just sounded real quiet when he said it.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
But anyway, about the trickster not liking Cass at this point. Mm-hmm. Because up until this point, we also have, I feel like, another very important thing mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That Dean apparently does not watch the show called Dr. Sexy MD.
He's unfamiliar.
However, once they go into TV land, Dean is very excited about being in Dr. Sexy MD.
He loses his mind.
Yeah, which is funny because Sam's like, what? I thought, what? Then he's like, I don't know. It was just on. Like, how do you not know? Like, it's funny. And then, you know, the perfect line of like, it's him. It's Dr. Sexy. And you're like, Dean, it's what the fuck?
The way the delivery's him. It's Dr. Sexy. Like, oh my God.
No, he's just like, it's him. It's Dr. Sexy. Like, and Sam's like, what? I don't understand any of this. And of course, you know, doctor. He's like, doctor. Sam's like, doctor. And then Dean looks down, of course, you know, all bashful. And he's like, oh no, where are my man's cowboy boots?
Where are his cowboy boots?
Dr. Sexy. What makes Dr. Sexy sexy is he wears cowboy boots. Dean.
Dean, buddy, reel in that cowboy fetish for a second, okay?
Seriously.
Jeez.
What are you doing? I like how, and also it's funny because of course, like, the trickster's like, obviously none of these bozos watch this show. And then of course Dean comes in here swinging like, oh no, it's him, it's Dr. Sexy.
Of course, like, this is Dean's guilty pleasure show.
I know.
It's a guilty pleasure.
And Sam's like, yeah, you.
Dean, honey, you don't have to defend it. You can like whatever show you want.
Yeah, and it can be Dr. Sexy.
Can be a terrible, you know, doctor sit soap opera.
Yeah.
You do you.
But that's where we get, like, of course, Gabriel's like, well, you need to play your roles. And they continue on. Like, I'm pretty sure after, you know, Sam operates on Dean, which is funny. Also, it's really funny that he, like, is just like, I need, like, dental floss and, like, half a fifth of whiskey and, like, all this stuff. Stat! And I'm like, Sam, there's, like, forceps. I'm sure you can figure this out.
You,
like,
can't it, use a scalpel?
Like, it was weird. Like, well, because I'm like, I just... take the tweezers, take the bullet out, sew them up, not with dental floss.
Like, I know, what? I'm like, you really gotta ask for dental floss? You can't just use, like, the suture stuff they have on hand in the OR? Yeah, it was really
weird. Like, I don't know. Like,
that was pretty funny. I liked their transition to the Japanese game show.
Yeah, I did too, which was really funny because, and it's just so funny. The Natkaraka! Ah! He's like, oh boy.
Just play your role. I don't speak Japanese. He's, I don't know.
And he's like, I don't know, just answer. He's like, what? Like,
I'm really impressed that he did. It's like, how did you do that?
I'm curious how they film this. Because as the boys, this would be very uncomfortable, I feel like, to stand there being like, oh, please, please don't. And the thing does fly up. So, like,
just stand there like that.
Like, I was like, does it just not go very far? Like, I'm sure it doesn't.
Probably.
But, like, at the same time, like, I don't know.
The both the boys are like, the threat is there. The threat is there.
Well, I'm like, or did they put, like, a nice big padded cup on? Like, I don't know,
bud.
Because, yeah, it did not. It looked real, I'll tell you that. Maybe it was. And then that was Jensen's genuine reaction
prank.
Yeah, seriously.
But that's when Cash shows up. Yeah, I couldn't remember when he showed up.
Yeah, he showed up like,
you've been missing for days.
yeah, I did like that. He's like, what are you talking about? You've been missing for days. And he's like, what? Have we? I did want to mention, like, this one was shot pretty nice, too. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, like, in TV land, it's, like, all bright and the contrast is up and everything's all happy. And then you go back to the reality and it's sad, you know, when they thought they killed the trickster.
Their dingy hotel room.
Yeah, like, everything mm-hmm. was just very mute. All the colors muted and it just didn't look as bright. And I was like, oh, again.
Reality's not as fun.
It's not. And we're pretty. It's just mm-hmm. really sad. And then, so, of course, like I said, we find out it's Gabriel. And so Gabriel's like, I don't care. I just want, like, this to happen because my family's crazy. And, again, this makes me all sad because, like, I understand, like, the opposite. Like, Lucifer, when they say, like, well, Lucifer just doesn't like humanity. He was cast out by his dad. And, like, the angels are supposed to be first. And now the angels are not. And what the heck, guys? Humans shouldn't be the best. We should be. So Gabriel's just like, you know, I don't want my brothers to fight. I don't want them, one of them to die. Sad. Like, I'm just tired. And then he's... You know, Dean is saying, like, well, like, you're just gonna let the whole world burn? And Gabriel says the funny line, which is horrible at the same time. But Gabriel tells him, like, you think this is an apocalypse? This is just Sunday dinner for us. And I'm like, oh, that's really sad.
Would really hate to see those dinners.
Yeah, I bet they're crazy. And oh, of course, Dean's like, well, that doesn't give you the right to do all this stuff because your family, because you can't stand up your family. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure that's what he says. Yep. And it's like, oh, boy. Says you, Dean.
Dean's lucky he was in that holy oil because he was
angry. Yeah.
Oh, buddy, you think you can talk to me?
Yeah. But of course, like, Dean, team free will and all, like, they want to plan out all this stuff, but it doesn't really work that way because I feel like we've been seeing up until this point, and we know this. Sam and Dean, this was their destiny. They were made to do this regardless. Like, it was planned. And we don't see how far it's planned until later seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Not even later seasons, later episodes. And just to see, like, how far this destiny was. Like, Gabe, this was planned out pretty well.
Gabe makes some good points.
Yeah.
And they're Michael and Lucifer parallels.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he was listening to this and, like, you know, Michael, the big brother, obedient to, you know, daddy, and Lucifer, the younger, rebellious. I'm like, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah, it makes sense. The one thing that they did say that I thought was really interesting, and mm-hmm. I don't know if I just caught it or they said this on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gabriel's like, you know, I wish this was a TV show. Like, I wish, like, this was TV because we would have a happy ending. Everything would be all wrapped up in a nice bow.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of made me think that Kripke, you know, wrote 1 through 5 as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So he had an ending for 5, but we just kept going, right?
Right.
So to me, at the end of season 5, where I know it was ending... Like, that, it wasn't going to be a happy ending. It wasn't going to be wrapped up in a nice bow. Like, it wasn't going to be your happy TV ending that people would like.
Right.
And for us watching, what episode is this? Season 8. Episode 8, which, yeah, we still have a lot more episodes to go, but, you know, we're kind of getting there that, like, this is not going to be a happy ending. Like, this is going to be a hard road to go down.
Right.
And I just thought that was really interesting because, I mean, that's what's happening in Supernatural. Is like, guess what? This is not TV. This is going to be, this is not going to have a happy ending wrapped up in a bow.
Quality point, bud.
Yeah. It was just really big because he kept like nailing that in. And I was like, oh my God, it is. That's it. Next episode is another one of the great, great fan episodes, The Real Ghostbusters. It's the Supernatural Convention.
Okay, this is a little too close to home, though.
Literally, though. Like, I feel came for, but
don't
like,
at me, Supernatural, okay?
Yeah. Like
I help pay your bills.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of funny. And the funny thing is, we're sitting here like, this looks like a good time. Like, I'm really
I would do that
this.
Scavenger hunt.
I know. I'd it's win. Really funny. We get Chuck and Becky again, which is fun because, like, you know, they rush over. They're like, Chuck, what's wrong? He's like, oh, I don't know. What is wrong?
I didn't text
like,
you.
He's like, hi, guys. You should see this. They're like, are you fucking kidding me, Becky?
Oh, Sam, you made it. Yeah. Not you guys. Sam, you made it. Yeah. Just Sam. Relatable, yeah. Becky.
But the one thing, okay, so they start going over the Supernatural Convention, right? And, like, there's maybe less than 50 people there, which is, like, really funny to me. Here's the thing. They're going through it. They're like, you know, we're going to have, like, the Q&A panel like right here, then we're gonna go over this part over this, and then we'll like move on to like the homoerotic subtext of Supernatural. And of course the boys are like, excuse me, here's the thing though,
the what?
Well, not even that. If you look in the audience, it's prominently male, and they seemed very excited for it. So I'm not saying a lot, but I was getting a lot of queer vibes from all of the audience members. And then, what were their names? Barnes and Damien, right? Mm-hmm. They were partners. So it was like, weird, right? Like, I don't know. It was just funny that I was just like, why is this panel going to be here? And like, people would actually come to see it.
Like, do you guys...
Sus.
Yeah. Like, do you guys know your audience here?
Yeah,
for the show?
Kind of sus. Well, and then you brought up the whole point that was, like, this is what Supernatural wants their audience to
be. Right, they wanted it to be, like, just mostly, you know, dudes and, like, three girls.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely the opposite.
It's all women.
You're making a show about handsome boys fighting monsters.
Yeah. Well, I don't... Did you think the guys were going to want to be them?
One of these dudes is... Jared's from... mostly from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
A very female-centric show. And then you get Jensen, who was on a soap opera. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me?
It was just really, really funny.
What a mess.
I don't know. And then Chuck, the entire time of the episode, was funny. Because, like, again, I was just thinking, again, if for the theory that, like, he's God. And I'm like, he's just sitting there, and Becky's, like, flirting with Sam. And he's just like, you flirt with my creation.
I made this guy up. He's fake.
He's fake. What do you mean? No. And then, like, you know, when, like, Becky's dumping Sam. And he's like... Yeah, Sam, it's time. We have to go.
It's over.
My God, Chuck.
It's like, I've won.
Yeah, I don't know, the whole thing. It was just funny. I love Chuck.
Everyone loves Chuck.
He's an icon.
He is an icon.
And then, like, of course, literally iconic. Just, why are you writing these? You know, for food and shelter.
I know. For food, like, and shelter?
Like, I don't know what else you think I'm doing. You think I want to be doing this? He's like, I have no marketable skills.
I have no marketable skills. Oh boy, Chuck, I love you. Buddy, you don't even have good writing skills.
I know.
Approach the ramshackle house.
And he pushed it forcefully.
Determination.
Ugh. Like, same, Chuck. It's really bad.
So relatable.
But I really like that, like, you know, all the conventionees are just Sam and Dean, and they're, like, acting like Sam and Dean. And the boys are just not putting up with people's shit. Like, they're so tired of this. They're like,
they're
I don't
it.
Like this. Which is kind of funny because, again, me as an audience member, I thought I would be like, wouldn't they be flattered? But then, of course, Dean, when he's talking to Damien and Barnes, then he's like, what? Like, our life sucks. Like, really sucks. Like, and we had to live through his pain. And he sees it as people are, like, mocking him, like, laughing at him and not, like, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't. Like, want to really love this. I don't want to talk about it. Like, this isn't cool. This isn't fun. This isn't amazing, as you would see. But then, you know, I think Damien was the big guy, right? He's like, no, I'm just, like, a copy guy. Like, I fix copiers. Like,
yep.
My life is boring. Like, this is cool. You get to save people. You have a brother that would die for you. I'm like, yeah, that's huge. Like, you have an angel that will die for you. They don't know that, but, like...
No, but them's the facts.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you have people that would literally die for you. And, like, it just... Yeah, it's just... I don't know. All of the... Like, the episodes were just so good. And, like, of course, like, Darius... Not Darius. I don't know why I want to keep saying Darius. Damien.
I know why.
Why? Oh. I literally was like, why do I have the name Darius in my head?
Yeah, that shit living rent-free in your head right now, too.
Oh, God, yeah. It literally is. Yeah. Misha, what are you doing to me?
I ask myself that every goddamn day.
Not Darius. Fuck. Damien. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Damien, you were talking about
Oh, no. Okay, so Damien is saying, what would Sam and Dean do? And I'm like, oh, yeah, exactly. What would they do?
That was so cute, where they were just like, well, you guys want to help us? And he's like, well, yeah, that's what Sam and Dean would do, obviously.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. We're, like, helping people do good things.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
See, also, Dean?
Also, it was really funny, like, and I bet the boys were shook. Damien and Barnes are like, Sam, I have to kill you. And he's like, what? And they're like watching this like, what?
Okay, I'm sorry, but it was like so rude. They're just having that whole private conversation in front of the actual Sam and Dean. And he was like, okay, this is not funny. My dad actually told me that, okay?
Why were they picking, like, horrible, like, intense conversation? But I did like, they were like, where were we at? Where were we at? Like, I think they were just gonna going through. But at the same time, I was like... No, why did you pick horrible conversations?
Because, like, all of their conversations are horrible. What do you mean? The best parts of the show, it's when it's like they're at their worst, know. And we're just like, oh my God, the drama.
I don't know. I guess. You know what I mean? But I guess there was a Monster of the Week episode. I guess there was like a Monster of the Week monster for this episode. It was a ghost.
Ghost.
It was Letitia Gore. I actually wrote the name down.
Nice.
But it wasn't Letitia Gore was the killer. Yeah. The three little kids were.
They got us.
And, you know, Miss Naughty Naughty was keeping the kids in check. But then, you know, Sam and Dean, good job. Salt and burn their bones.
Yep, yep, yep. Kids.
Yeah. I'm like, good job, guys. Mm-hmm. Although, I did like, so the guy who died, the, like, German guy, right, or whatever, sure. Who was the hook man. Yeah, and he was like, why don't, like, Sam and Dean, like, put bungee cords on their weapons? Because they always fly away. And I'm like, you know, we should do that. And Sam was like, yeah, we really should do this.
They need, like, some Inspector Gadget dude or something who just, like, comes up with all these, like, inventions that...
Just something.
Yeah, you know, or they have something, like, that pops out of their sleeve, and so they got, like, a machete or something up their sleeve and stuff like that. Like, that would be really helpful for them. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of problems could have been avoided if they had access to their weapons at, like, all times.
Yep. The last funny thing, you know, when, like, Chuck's like, yeah, we're gonna start publishing again. How do you guys feel about angels? And Sam at the end's like, you know, you can do whatever you want, Chuck. And Chuck's like, really? He's like, no, please don't. We have guns and we will find you.
No, we have guns and we'll find you.
We'll find you. And he's like, okay. I'm like,
so good. Yeah. I won't publish anymore.
Yeah, great. Right. We'll see. But the last thing that we get is that, you know, Becky starts telling Sam about, like, where the cult is, because they're like, oh, well, Bella said she sold it, but really she gave it to a demon named Crowley. I'm like, ooh. And, you know, Sam's like, Chuck, what the heck? How did you not remember? And then he's like, well, Becky's more fan than I am.
Shut up, Chuck.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, I was like, I'm like, again, God theory. God's not going to tell Sam this whole plan. So he's going to just be like,
ah, oh, Becky, you ruined it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so anyway, but yeah, then we get to move on to the next episode where we get to meet Crowley.
We do get to meet Crowley. And I do think that they gave us these two really great, hilarious, iconic, sort of satirical meta fillers, because they rip our hearts out in the next one.
I know. And you were even saying, meet Crowley, the demon. Yay!
Love
him. He's a crossroads demon. He is the best. And probably my favorite. One of my favorites.
He's so good.
So good. But, and you were like, why? How do I not remember? And I was like, yeah, because I don't watch this episode again because it's too sad.
I know.
But literally, like, I will just never get over, like, Mark Shepard, he said in interviews that when he was reading this line, he read, like, the first, you know, couple pages where you meet Crowley on screen. And he's like, I love it. I want to do this character.
I don't care.
Because all you see is this male guy, Crowley, a demon, is making a deal with, like, a tax accountant guy or banker. And
CEO.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, what? No, I was making a deal with the, you know, the female. Where is she? And he's like, well, you know, you need higher men to do this because you're a big CEO man, you know? And he's like, well, she said we had to seal it with a kiss. And he's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yep.
And then he just gets really into it. And I was like, God, I love it. And Mark Shepard's like, yes, I want to play this role.
I literally love it because he's just like, I mean, or you could hold on to, you know, 6 decades worth of deep-seated homophobia. Your company crashes and burns. But, you know, whatever. Your choice, guy.
Yeah. And I'm like, I love Crowley so fucking much. Like,
Crowley doesn't care about nothing. And it's fantastic.
He is, Sierra, as you always say, the demons always have the best lines. And he has the best lines.
Oh, if we're talking about best lines, it's like him and Cass are like fighting for
top seriously. Side. Crowley's only has a little bit better sometimes because he's a demon, so he doesn't. He just says whatever. Before the boys meet Crowley, though, because, you know, Cass follows them. I know he's like, got him. He's like, I'm following him.
I love Cass so much.
I forgot Joe was a distraction. Like, I forgot she was in the beginning of this episode, and I was like, okay.
I was like, who the hell is this bitch? I'm like, Joe!
Yeah. And then, like, they get there, and then, of course, Crowley's, your boy's finally here. Like, glad you could make it. Took you long enough. And he kills his henchman, and the boys are like, what do we do with this?
Okay, that was so bold, because, like,
that is such a power move.
That is a power move. He just kills him, and I'm just like, you murdered perfectly good henchmen? This guy's chaotic, and I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, he literally is. He also terrifying. Is, like, chaotic neutral, I want to say. Maybe more chaotic evil sometimes. Because you have to think, neutral doesn't mean, like, good actually.
Chaotic self-serving, which isn't a real alignment, but that's what he is.
Yeah. So I would say, like, chaotic evil for, like, the moral standpoint of, like, good and bad. But for himself in general, it's chaotic, like, neutral.
Chaotic, I'm here to have a good time.
Yes. I like that. I forgot that Crowley comes in and is just like, yep, I want Lucifer dead. Here's the cult. Go kill him. And they're like, what?
That was pretty bold.
And they're like, I do love. So we're going to kill Lucifer. And Crowley's like, take the cult. Like, Sam goes to, like, shoot him. And he, Crowley again, power move. It's just like, you need ammunition. Let me go get that for you.
Listen.
And they're like, who is this guy?
This was thought out. Okay, so Crowley. Okay, this was so thought out because Crowley was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? First of all, I'm going to real power move here. I'm going to kill my henchmen. That'll be good. But I'll make sure I only have two bolts in there. So I kill both. And then they know that it's loaded and that the gun works and it's real. And then he's like, literally. But I'm not going to put any more because when I give it to them, they're absolutely going to try and shoot me, and that's no good. And then I'll hand them more ammunition, and it'll just be a great power move, and they'll know that I'm chaotic and they shouldn't cross me, and it'll be great.
Yeah, and then I'll leave, and they'll just have to go.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think, that was the other thing, that he was like, do you know where the devil is? And he was like, yeah, in Carthage at midnight. Go be there. And he's like, okay, thanks, I guess.
That's it?
But
the transaction is complete?
Literally, I love also Dean's like, he says something like, how is this going to work? Or like, I don't even know. Like, he said something like, what if we die or something? And like, it doesn't even matter or something. And Crowley, the best line was like, one, you know where the devil is. Like, two, I'm giving you all these things. And like, three, how about you don't miss, morons?
Oh, he's so good.
Like, that is such a thing, though, to be like, listen, don't miss, you stupid motherfuckers. Like, I'm giving you everything right now. Get the shot and make it count.
Crowley loves to roast these boys.
Well, he just, like, says it, and they're like, okay. Like, and that, to be fair, wow, he's like a thousand year old.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know. It was so good. And then it wasn't. Because then we get the last night on Earth. We get Cass drinking with Ellen and Joe.
My baby. I think I'm starting to feel something.
He's like, I start to feel it. And then, like, Joe's like, six shots in?
Joe is literally just like, I love this being.
I know. I love it.
Love this guy. He's great.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, they're going to go get Lucifer. And then, of course, like, they're all going to be, like, together. And then, of course, Dean tries to get with Joe, which is hilarious to me. And then she's like, I'm going to have a little bit more self-respect, bitch. Like,
I'm going to spend the night with someone called self-respect or whatever she says.
Yeah, literally. And I was like, Dean.
So good.
Listen, I never really shipped it because, like, it was.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing,
it was like brother sister, but at the same time, you know, like, Dean has those, I think, has the longing look of like, this could be family kind of thing.
Sure.
Because he sees her as family already. Mm-hmm. But, like, again, a hunter that knows life, he's always into women, like, attractive women. So I think he doesn't know what, like, being in love is. So just kind of putting that feeling together. Think he's like, yes, this is a good thing, ? Kind of thing. You know, he finds Joe attractive. Clearly he wants to sleep with her, I guess. And he's just like, yeah, she knows the life. She's smart. She knows how to hunt well. Mm-hmm. Like, Ellen's nice. Everyone likes her. Joe.
He respects Ellen. Ellen is not nice to him.
I guess that's very
She keeps
true.
His dumb ass in line.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But yeah, they have their one last night together, and it's horrible because they have that picture where everyone's not smiling because the cast was like, yeah, this is our last night on Earth.
So cute.
Because we're going to kill the devil tomorrow, and everyone's like, That photo actually kills me, though. Like, honest to God, I'm like, hate this photo.
I love,
like,
it. It's so
it just brings
cute.
Back horrible memories of this, and I'm like, no.
I blocked out this entire episode, and I was like, what a nice family photo.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Because right after, they go to find Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
I did kind of forget that, like, Cass went there and, like, the town was, like, full of Reapers.
I love that he rode with Ellen and Joe. Very funny.
Yeah.
I think Joe is like, I'm claiming this angel. He's riding with us.
Well, yeah, no. And then it was really funny. I really liked, he's like, ever heard of a door handle? And then he just pops, Cass pops up right next to her, like, yes, of course. And, like, just continues on, like, nothing was wrong. And Joe's like, okay, weirdo. Like,
can I say really quick, when they roll into that abandoned town, I like the anti-God is anti-American sign. Super funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Yes. Oh, my God. On the back of, like, this big American flag background, I'm just like, devil's in town, buddy.
Naturally. I want to say also, too, like, because they're in this town of Carthage and, like, no one's there and, like, all the Reapers are there and it's all creepy and they're doing these, like, long shots of, like, Nowheresville, which also I think they used to film in Croatoan because it looks very familiar.
Oh, probably.
Like the abandoned town. And that does make sense. I feel like they use, when they do whole towns, that town looks very familiar. And it would make sense because, you know, just move some sets around and you're done.
Move a sign.
Yeah.
Repaint.
But it looked really nice, like, shot-wise and, like, editing-wise. Like, I really liked when Cass is, like, going through the Reapers and, like, we'd pass a Reaper and then we'd cut to something else. Or, like, it's just editing. I don't remember what it's called. Like, it's supposed to be, like, one edit. They did it for Birdman. What is it called? Where it's supposed to be, it's supposed to look like it's one continuous shot, but it's obviously edited.
Didn't know there was a name for that.
There is a specific name for it, because that's what they did in Birdman. If you think about it, there's no jump cuts. It's all supposed to be one continuous shot.
I only saw the movie one time.
Okay. Because they did it with Cass. So, like, Cass looks up to the window, and then all of a sudden it pans to the window, and then we continue to pan, and then Cass is standing there. Like, it's something like that.
That was,
like,
good. That was super
where obviously
sexy.
It's edited, but it's supposed to be, like, one continuous shot. And it looks really nice, actually. When they
really
do
good.
It right, it looks real nice.
And it did look real nice.
I know. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Cass gets taken by Lucifer.
Oh, my baby. He gets trapped.
Yeah, and Lucifer's just, like, talking and talking. I'm like, Castiel. You're Castiel, right? You've fallen. Like, haven't abandoned you. What are you going to do? You should join me. And again, I'm like, oh, God. Cass has a point, though. But Cass isn't following heaven or hell anymore. He's following one person.
One person.
His name is Dean Winchester.
His name is Dean Winchester.
Yeah.
But he does also care for Sam.
Yeah, he said something. He was like, he told Lucifer he didn't want him to take Sam.
You weren't taking Sam. I won't let
you. Yeah. He really was like, you're not taking Sam. I won't let you. Like,
that was a threat.
Yeah. And I was like,
wow.
That
was a threat.
He really does care for Sam now.
Yeah.
Like, when before he probably didn't.
Boy with the demon blood.
Yeah. When I was like, aw, Cass, feelings.
Well, to be fair, as an angel, I feel like Cass can feel, like, guilt coming off of people. And boy, oh boy, has Sam felt guilty for quite a minute about this whole
apocalypse thing.
And he's probably just like, it feels so bad during the apocalypse. Oh my God. And that's probably just like his inner monologue at all times. And Cass is probably like, oh my God, this dude feels so bad about this. It's really hard to, like, be annoyed by him.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, all of it was like, and then Meg came in.
Meg.
She called him Clarence. We get the first Clarence time.
Yep.
Which I didn't know was this early. And I was like, oh, I thought that was a pet name. And then kind of wasn't a pet name.
Well, it will be.
Yeah, it will be. He doesn't get that reference, but
he'd not know.
But then we also learned that, like, Cass doesn't have his powers, and I kind of forgot.
Yeah, he's cut off from heaven right now.
I forgot. The funny thing is, this does not, like, follow suit later on.
Doesn't matter.
And I...
Doesn't matter.
I do remember, like, Cass, like, losing all his powers. He becomes practically human, but he's still, like, an angel.
Listen. Later, Cass is too much of a bad bitch. Heaven can't touch him, okay? He does what he wants.
But...
he wants powers, he's gonna have them.
Anyway, but so we're on Meg, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it, but Meg comes in with hellhounds, and
no one wants to talk about hellhounds.
I hate it. I hate the line that she says, like, look, Dean, your favorite.
That was
Dean's
mean.
Dean's like, I'm triggered.
That was mean.
It was really mean, because he probably is triggered. Like, that's horrible. I was triggered.
Yeah, me too.
It was horrible. Like, there was...
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
But Dean's trying to save the day and be like, go, 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 guys. And Joe has to save the day instead.
Yep,
she gets
herself
ripped apart. No.
Yep, not good.
Yeah, I was really bummed about that. I just don't even want to talk about...
You don't want to talk about Joe's very Winchester plan?
No, yeah, because she was like, we have to be realistic. I'm not going to make it out of here. And I'm like, no, Joe. Gonna make it out of here.
Self-sacrificing.
Yeah. She got her mom.
Don't say that.
I know. Because I was really bummed. I always forget. This is like the one thing that I always get really sad about, because Ellen had to be there because Joe died before Ellen. And she couldn't sacrifice herself. And she couldn't detonate the bomb to get all the hellhounds.
Yep.
And I think, again, Kripke writing this as 1 through 5, it does make sense. I think if he didn't think it was going to move on after 5, they wouldn't have died. It's just sad, because, like, I don't know, it's just sad. Like, we always mention them later on, but, like, they just are always, like, the real, like, MVPs. It's just Ellen and Joe. Like, they were together all the time in Ash, and I'm like, guys at the Roadhouse.
We were scammed.
Yeah, that was sad.
It's nobody's fault. He really did was just like, yep, 5 and I'm done. And then they were like,
more,
6?
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't plan for that.
Yeah, it was a bummer, but Cass is alive, though. So is Sam and Dean. Not for flipping long, though.
But for now.
Because the one thing I forgot, because I forgot why Lucifer was in Carthage. Like, he was doing some sacrifice. What, have I been saying Carthage?
I don't know, just this time you said
Carthage. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't think I did. Why Lucifer was in Carthage, and I forgot he was doing some, like, ritual sacrifice. And I didn't remember what was for. I just remember he was, like, doing something, and I couldn't remember. And he was like, mm-hmm. I'm raising death. And we find out from Bobby that the real reason, because all those Reapers are there, right, that mm-hmm. death is coming.
Yep.
Like, death with capital D.
Capital D, the guy.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, this guy's been buried for, like, 600 years. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that.
Eep.
Because... And this is funny to me because we think that, you know, Ray's death's going to be on Lucifer's side, but death is just doing his own thing, too.
He chilling.
So, just, it happened to be Lucifer rose him.
Mm-hmm.
But I did love I loved and hated it because this is such a Lucifer thing to be like, you know, yeah, I got the whole town. We had a sacrifice. And Sam's like, well, this is the whole town? He's like, yeah, well, you know, just the men. Because, you know, women and children are first.
Okay.
And I was like,
listen.
Oh my God.
Listen, I hate that Lucifer is trying to get Sam to be his vessel and he wants to fight his brother Michael and blah, blah, blah. I get it. Pellegrino's got a great attitude as Lucifer and I love it.
Pellegrino,
it's great.
Like, always plays kind of douchey characters, like not morally good characters.
Does he?
Yeah, he was in Dexter. He was like the abusive alcoholic father.
Oh,
like,
yikes.
Yeah, like he just was not good. And, like,
poor Pellegrino playing the worst dudes.
I know, but he was such a good guy. Like, and I was like, you actually hated him and you're like, yeah, like he's a really good actor. I don't know. He's fantastic. Props to Pellegrino.
You know, Sam, you're going to say yes, you know? Pretty confident you are. Like, his whole attitude about
this.
Yeah,
and he's like,
and so
I think
funny
you're
going to
do it in Detroit. I'm like, what? And, like, we know that. Like, that's what had happened. So it's like, how do you know that?
Yeah, like, and he's literally like, that's just the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, I don't know. So this is where we get to find out, too, that the cult doesn't work on him.
Okay, listen.
We talked about this a lot.
This, genuinely, I think, in the show, was, like, the biggest plot twist to me. Because I was like, of course it's going to work. They shoot him, and then he gets up, and he's like, oh, ow.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I'm like, and he's like, I'm an archangel, you idiots.
Well, and that was the whole thing that we kept going back and forth, that earlier it was Cass, because I remembered. Mm-hmm. He was the first one in the end. If we're going to do this insane task of killing the devil, then we need the cult. Uh-huh. And he said this in the end. So, the episode, the end. So, I am just a little confused why Cass would think that this would work on Lucifer. Because Lucifer says that I'm, like, one of the 5 things that this thing can't kill.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we were trying to figure it out. So, we were thinking angels, right?
Right, in general.
In general. But, I see, maybe it was just archangels, because Cass seems to think that it would work on him as an angel. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where we stand on that. I can't remember if they actually try and shoot an angel with it.
I don't know. To me, that seems weird that Cass would think this would work then.
I mean, yeah, you know.
I don't know. So, yeah, we have archangels, let's mm-hmm. say. The horsemen, like, of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think they...
Just scratches them, really. Like, when they stabbed War... Or when they cut his fingers off.
I don't know if that... But that's the knife, though. The demon blade can't even kill vampires. And that's where it kind of gets iffy.
Fair.
Because the demon blade and the cult are different.
Oh, well, they're different. But I mean, like, if the demon blade has an effect on something...
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
No. But the demon blade doesn't kill vampires, but the cult does kill vampires. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, okay, so what else does it kill? So it's,
right.
Yeah, the horsemen. But I guess they haven't proved that fact.
Right. It's a theory.
But I think they prove it later on. That when they try to kill other horsemen,
sure.
They can't use the cult.
Sure.
So, okay, so it was archangels, mm-hmm. which Lucifer said, so there's 5. So archangels, yeah. Horsemen, like any, they said all of creation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking leviathans, because
yep.
they're a big monster that we kind of get later on.
Mm-hmm. The hellhounds, we're not sure.
Okay.
I don't think, because in this episode, I think they shoot a hellhound with the colt, but I don't think it dies.
Well, we don't know that, though, because I thought there was 3 hellhounds, and then, like, Ellen was like, there's 8 outside. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say hellhounds because I do agree with you.
Right.
But to me, that seems a little weird why it works on demons, but not hellhounds.
Again, the 15-year lore for Supernatural can get a bit tricky.
Yeah. What else was there?
That was it. We couldn't really come up with, like, a fifth one. We weren't 100% on really any of these, except that it definitely wouldn't kill Lucifer.
Yeah, we said archangels. I don't think it does work on the horsemen, though. That makes sense. And I don't think it works on the leviathans. Because yeah, I think they tried them, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, and they're like, well.
I thought maybe some other demons, like higher rank demons.
Sure.
Even though it worked on Yellow Eyes, which is funny enough, surprising now if you think about it. And then I'm thinking, obviously, God is not going to die from the cult. But, like,
sure.
I feel like that's, like, a given.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious if, what are the 5 things that can be killed? We'll have to find out. I'm going to keep track now.
We'll keep checking it out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, like, other gods. Like, you know, the trickster, actually. Like, the actual pagan gods.
Interesting.
So maybe, like, those guys. That would make sense. Because you have God, like,
general
God. Yeah, general God. But then there's, like, you know, the other ones. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, we even get a god that says that later on. I was like, this guy.
Probably. Like, this guy shows up and they're all like, this guy's cool.
Ugh. Yeah, yeah.
The last thing I have to say is Cass's escape from the holy oil, mm-hmm. the holy fire. What a bad bitch move. Literally gets her in there, feigns a kiss, boom, throws her down, uses her as a human bridge.
He was going to try to kill her, but then she was like, you're cut off from heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, I could do this.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Iconic. I did like that. I think that's kind of it for these episodes. These episodes were so good, but, like, also I'm just like, I have nothing to say because they were just good and terrible and, like,
we're just, they're good. Watch them.
Yeah, and, like, again, what it's can the whole,
we
say? Like,
we can't really do them justice.
This is where we can start relating stuff. That's where it gets kind of nice because it's like, okay, we'll look back here, look back here, look back here. So, right. Like, 1 through 5 is more of, like, we're building the canon and lore of Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be later on when we can really, like, compare everything looking back.
Yeah.
Because
we have to finish the Old Testament first.
Yeah, literally. So that is it for this week. Thank you everyone for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Hunter Hosts. Check out our ratings on every episode and see where they fall in our rankings of all the episodes as well. You can find that link to every episode on Anchor. Again, we are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We are driving off and we will see you all next week in our rearview mirror.
Bye.
I love that McFlurries look like a child's nightmare in the art project.
Yeah.
Because all the colors that turn into ugly-ass brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, delicious fake ice cream.
It's, like, kind of real.
I don't know.
What constitutes ice cream? Dairy?
Real milk?
No, because you can make vegan ice cream.
I guess, I don't know, like, big jugs of, like, foreign food service that just has milk and, like, block letters on it. It's horseshit that the spoon is, like, hollow for no fucking reason, but it's not a straw.
Honestly, I don't know why.
I'm sure somebody has been like, what the fuck's with the McDonald's McFlurry straws? Or spoons.
There's a reason. Someone told me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think maybe you're supposed to be able to, like, break off the top and then use it as a straw, but, like, that doesn't make any sense.
That makes none sense. This is delicious, but I feel like it's gonna make me feel like shit in, like, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Oh, are you done?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. That's cold. God, have you ever had ice cream that's just so cold?